I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
Well, let me get to the point. Let's roll another joint.
Wowee, they told me you were funny, but this is ridiculous.
Why do you say such ridiculous things?
They sound good in my brain, then my tongue makes not the words sound very good. Formally.
Levels, 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 give me your levels. Do 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 do. Da 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 cha. How are they? They bouncing and stuff?
Oh yeah, bouncy girl.
Why am I so perverted?
I don't know.
Why do I like it so much?
Why did I ask you if I could twerk on your face earlier? Just because you were bending down and I was standing up and it seemed like the right thing to ask at the moment. I did not.
No, not on my face, but you did by my face.
Around your face. In the same vicinity that your face was around my butt.
Yes. Yeah.
This is off to a great start. This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G.
She can't find appropriate music for the children in her life to listen to, and all she really wants is for the Sandman to come visit her.
I love you. Are you quoting Metallica?
Well, I mean, Sandman, I thought about Metallica, music, Sandman. Yeah, I mean,
that song used to haunt me as a child.
It's not like the exact lyrics or anything.
This song is called Enter Sandman.
Yes.
I love you.
I love you.
I don't know if that's where you were going with it.
But
now I'm just...
It was.
Wow. My mind's blown right now. I don't know if I can continue. Mic drop. And with me today is my beautiful, wonderful co-host. Her husband witnessed her giving love to another man this weekend. His name was Barack Obama.
Oh.
Her children witnessed this mammal love too. Her name is...
Amy Nichols. I thought you were going to bring up another story about me dancing with another man.
No, but you were getting some love from Barack Obama.
I was.
That is a really catchy name.
It is. And they wanted to clarify, it's not Obama Llama. It's not Osama Llama. It was Barack Obama.
That is because you went to what?
We went to a llama farm and there were several there. They were all adopted and prize winning llamas. They weren't some lame llamas, but they told us a bunch of cool, fun facts. It was a nice comedy routine and we got to pet him and love on him.
You have to win prizes to not be lame because I have never won anything except for a participation trophy. So if that's the case, then I am lame.
Well, I don't know. The lady who owns the company and these llamas, she just was dogging on the generic llama and she wanted to specify that hers were top notch. And the only reason we went is because my daughter Morgan is obsessed with llamas. And so we treated her for a good couple of days. We couldn't wait too long or turn around again of good behavior, and we took her to the llama farm.
That is so fun.
Yeah.
So fun fact, my friends and I also enjoy llamas, and last year for Halloween I was a llama.
Yes.
I had the big claws that, or hooves.
Guess what? They are toes. Did you know that?
Llama toes.
Yeah, they're toes. I thought they looked like hooves too. And they're really quiet. They're like soft padding so they can sneak around and walk as prey by some predator.
They're
not noticed.
They're so cute. I want to pet llamas so bad. They feel soft. I just don't want them to spit on me.
They don't.
Camels.
Well, they do spit. Llamas do spit, but they only spit on other llamas. I'm not going to give it to you. I'm not going to give you the spiel because you'll get it when you go. I think you're planning on going.
Hopefully, my friends and I are going to go. Before I got the chance to break the news to my friends that, hey, there's such a thing as a llama walk and we need to go on it, you told me that day. And then that afternoon, my friends were texting me and was like, holy crap, we have to join this Facebook group and we're going to go. And so we're going to make like a girls' outing of it.
Yes.
Okay, we've already gotten to some stuff already. We've had llama talk. We've had Sandman talk.
Yes.
Before we go too much further, we have a lot of stuff to talk about. I just want to touch on, we're not serious people and we can't explain what is going on in this world. And there's nobody who can justify everything that is going on. But as ridiculous as Amy and I are, we do have a lot of thoughts and prayers, sending them out to everybody. Everything that happened in Vegas is just absolutely stupid. You can't explain why somebody would choose to kill a bunch of random people for no reason.
Absolutely.
That's just so stupid and unexplainable and such a tragedy. And it's so sad.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even know what to say.
I don't either.
It's terrible. It's crazy. It's terrible. It's scary. And we just send our love and peace. Be nice to one another, you know?
But we did want to talk about some ridiculous stuff because of this news story that I read. That's just absurd. But before I get there, I do have to do a recall on something that I said last week.
Uh-oh.
I'm recalling something. That's how bad it is. I'm not even retracting it. Like, I have to take it off the shelf. It is no longer available. I wish I would have never, ever said this ever.
Can I say it too?
Yeah.
Like I want to take back a lot of stuff that I've said publicly.
Oh, I thought you were going to guess what stupid thing I have to take back.
I have no idea. Terrible memory.
So after our podcast last week, I was talking to my husband, Jeremy, and I said something about, is it Massachusetts or Massachusetts? And he was like, what? I said, well, somebody told me, and the person who told me this said it years ago. And I even think that's what they said. I'm not positive, but I think I briefly recalled them telling me that I said it wrong, and that just stuck to me. And so I'm telling Jeremy, I'm like, well, somebody told me it's Massachusetts. And he was like, Lacey, you've been there. Ding, 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 ding. I went to Boston this year for my first time ever. I vaguely even know that because Boston is more memorable than Massachusetts is. So whenever you think of Massachusetts, I don't think of Boston. I think of Boston almost as its own like place. It's more popular than the state. So whatever. I really wasn't that aware of where I was going to. So I said Massachusetts and I had been there before.
It's
so
okay. It's okay.
I ate a lot of lobster rolls. I tried to do Boston. That wasn't it. I had a lot of lobster rolls down by the harbor while I was in Boston. But like,
I can't ask you this
stuff because
your
kid's in school.
No, I don't. What?
Whenever I first got with Jeremy and he always talked about Chicago, I'm like, where is Chicago? Do you know where it is?
Illinois?
Yeah. Thanks.
It's not because of kids.
Oh, well, then it's just because you're smart. I thought maybe it's like all refresh because you help your kids with homework or something.
Well, they do tell me things, the fun things. Like, do you remember the Animaniacs?
Yes.
Okay, so they did this song. They did it with capitals, but they also did it with states and countries. They make the song up to make it fun for kids to learn and memorize or whatever. Anyways, do you remember the state song? The kids sing it in the car all the time. Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut, do-do-do. Anyways, it goes on and
on. Continue, I'm learning. I've never heard this song before.
Delaware, Florida. You've never heard this song?
Mm-mm.
It's so much fun. I don't remember it all. It's been too long for me to actually sing it myself as a kid, but the kids sing it all the time. Anyways.
Hold on. Amy's figuring out stuff.
I was wondering if I said Alabama, Alaska, or Alaska, Alabama. I think I said it right.
I don't know. I couldn't name all them. Who needs to know states and capitals? When are you ever going to use that in life? Oh my gosh, I love you. So I saw this ridiculous story. The one word that my husband Jeremy always describes me and you as is ridiculous. And so whenever I saw this ridiculous news story, I was just like, that's something
that we would do.
I would do it. I don't think you would do it, but I would do it. But I thought, Amy and I can do this. We can top the story, maybe.
Is this a challenge?
So this woman named Mandy Shepherd from Denver, she went to her car after work and she saw this huge scratch on the back of her bumper. No one was there, nobody at the scene, but she did find a note in a little bag on her left side mirror. The note said, "Hey, I'm very truly sorry. I'm such a dumbass. Sorry for the scratch, man." There was also $40 cash.
What?
And half a joint.
Oh.
Because this is in Colorado, so it's legal. So Mandy says she's going to use the money to pay to buff out the scratch, but she's not sure what she's going to do with the joint because she is, quote, "not a smoker, I'm a runner." So she's all about that runner high, not that high high. So it made me think, like, what ridiculous things have you done? Because if I saw that, I'd be mad, but I'd still be like, that's kind of funny. You know, that's just a little bit ridiculous.
I would probably laugh at that too if it had happened to me. But I don't think I'd ever do that. I'm just so honest.
Okay, same situation, but minus the joint. So I have gone through lots of cars in my time, mostly because I would blow up the engine because I would forget to put oil, water, I don't know how to check anything, whatever, whatever. I'd buy junker cars and then they wouldn't last long, or I'd borrow my parents' car and then they'd get tired of me borrowing their car. So they'd buy me a car and then I'd blow up their car before I'd even get the new car. Like, it was a mess. My life was such a complete mess for a long time. So I was driving my dad's old work truck and it was this big blue and silver. It was probably a Chevy Silverado. I don't know. It was a cowboy truck. Like, it looked like the poor Dallas Cowboys is what it looked like. And it was just a big junker truck. It was embarrassing. I couldn't park it, so I'd have to park away from everybody. I got pulled over one day and this cop's questioning me and I give him my insurance and he's like, well, why isn't your name on the insurance? And I said, with all due respect, does this look like my vehicle or does it look like something went horribly wrong in my life? Why this guy did not slap me in the face and give me a ticket, I don't know. But he did not. He let me go. I would have been like,
you?
Well, whatever, smart ass. Here you go. Here's three extra tickets. Have a good time in that junker trunk on the way home. Well, anyway, I was parked somewhere and I parked away from everybody because I can't park. There were plenty of parking spots. Well, this jack wagon comes and parks beside me over in my line, like parks at an angle. And there was somebody parked on the other side. And I'm like in a building complex. So it's not like I could walk inside Office Depot and say, hey, whose car is this? Not that I'm sane enough to do that anyway, but right. I'm just saying, I don't know what business they were at.
Yeah.
So I just pulled out, scratched their car on the side. I'm in a junker car. I don't care. And I left them a note and was like, learn how to park. And that was it. I was angry. I was so angry. I did not leave them a joint. Also, I wasn't high. That's sober driving, okay? I can't drink and drive.
You're running from the scene of the crime, so you were runner high.
I was runner high. Now, I do feel bad for that now. And now I have to watch myself because I'm in a nicer car. I finally got my first new car a couple of years ago. So it's dirty. I don't clean it. I got dog hair everywhere. But it looks presentable on the outside. So I have to keep myself from, like, brake checking people. Because in my other cars, I wouldn't care. If you're riding my butt, because I'm speeding anyway. So if you're riding my butt, yeah, I'm going to brake check you.
No.
And then you hit me.
I see. It's just so inconvenient. I mean,
Amy. You leave bus links in front of your car.
I do.
So you're not talking for yourself.
No, I mean, even if someone was riding, like, there's a bunch of room in front of me. I'm not hating on you either. Whatever. You can do whatever you want. But there's a lot of space in front of me, but someone's riding my tail. I'm not going to brake check them because if he did hit me, I'd have to pull over. I'd have to exchange information. It's just not worth it to me. I'd rather just scream, let my head explode, and be personally angry for the rest of the day.
I also will pop open my sunroof and wave at them with my finger. So I love doing that since I can't brake check anymore. I'm like, yeah, B, I see you. I see you right here.
See, I give him a thumbs up. I don't really want to give him the thumbs up, but I've got kids in the car. I can't give him the birdie. So I'm like, way to go, idiot. And I actually give them a thumbs up. Gosh, such a loser.
Oh, my gosh. What ridiculous things have you done?
One of the most memorable things I have done as a kid that I can think of is I used fingernail polish as eyeshadow. I didn't have the money to buy, you know, I'm a kid. I only use what I can get a hold of. And my mom, you know, doesn't want to buy me makeup. So I used fingernail polish on my eyelids.
Oh my gosh.
And it burned. It burned bad. I can't believe I wasn't blinded by it. It was so ridiculously stupid. But I survived.
Whenever I was a kid, I was dying to shave my legs. I don't know why. Now I'm an adult and I'm like, nah, I don't care.
It's all right.
But I tried shaving my legs and I naturally wanted to shave down instead of shave up.
Right. Yeah.
And so I got right on that shin and like shaved half my shin skin off.
Oh my gosh. That
and then had to go tell my mom. Mom's like, what'd you do? I don't know. She's like, I know what you did. It's so obvious.
Oh my gosh. It makes my skin crawl. Oh, I hate that feeling.
One of my favorite things about my best friend, Bonnie, who I've known my whole life, she used to paint my toenails whenever I was in high school. We were in high school together. She would paint my toenails. So that would always be my quiz whenever I'd meet a new friend. I'm like, hey, will you paint my toenails? And if they were like, ew, no, that's gross. I'm like, cool, we can't be friends. But if they'd say yes, I wouldn't make them paint my toenails. But I was like, cha-ching, you're a true friend.
I had a friend in high school who wouldn't consider me a friend until I memorized his birthday. And that was his test for everybody. He's like, do you know my birthday? All right, well, then we're friends or we're not friends, whether you remembered or not.
When's my birthday?
It is January the...
Yours is February 22nd, in case you were wondering. Also, will you paint my toenails?
No.
Is it the 16th? No, and you fail. What is it? 14th.
Oh, gosh. Oh, I was so close. I almost said 14th.
I only know your birthday because my dad's is the 23rd. That is the only reason why. So it is okay. But you have failed me, Amy.
I have. And I fail him because I can't remember his birthday. I know it's March, either 12th or 21st. I don't know which one. We don't talk anymore.
I have something ridiculous that I didn't know. I thought that veggies came from a can until after college. Because
weirdo,
my mom only cooked with vegetables from the can. So my friend was shucking corn one day and I'm like, what are you doing? And she's like, shucking corn. And I'm like, I've only seen those come in a can before. So I didn't know. I think I knew. I just didn't realize. And I definitely never cooked with it. And my mom was just very basic cooker.
Well, maybe, I mean, you knew of farms. So maybe you thought. What?
I've seen cotton fields and that's about it. Being in Georgia, I saw cotton fields, which the first time I ever saw a cotton field, I was like, oh my gosh, look, mom, they're growing popcorn. And she's like, yeah, you're going to grow up to be an idiot. And I did. So
you are not. My daughter Morgan, 2 weeks ago, I'm not even kidding. We were eating chicken and she's like, where does chicken come from? I'm like, are you serious? We had this conversation when you were four. It comes from a chicken. You are eating an animal right now. It is a chicken. Chicken is chicken. No, she had no idea. Like, I guess she had forgotten. That's a pretty big thing. Fish is fish. Chicken's chicken. She's like, I know meat comes from a cow, but I didn't think of the chicken, the feathery bok, bok, bok.
Yeah, well, you don't want to picture
no.
all that.
No.
Yeah. I don't think about where it originated from whenever I'm eating it, and it's all up in my belly.
But you know it comes from a chicken.
The steak is freaking delicious. Pork, oh, bacon.
Growing up, my dad, we'd drive down the road and there'd be a field of cattle, whatever. And he would just say, moo.
Who doesn't do that? I did that the entire time I was in Ireland.
Wait, I said the wrong thing.
You said cow moo.
I did. I meant.
What do you say, yum? What do you say, grub?
He would say something.
Get in my belly.
He'd say something about a burger. He wouldn't say moo. I don't even know. I don't even know why I said that.
I was like, what's so weird about that?
It's not weird. I don't even know.
The entire time we were driving through Ireland, because my husband and I got married in Ireland, which our 3-year anniversary is coming up this weekend.
Congratulations.
We got married in Ireland, rented a car. We were with my in-laws and drove all across Ireland, Northern Ireland, all of it. And there's sheep and cows and farm animals. I don't know all of them everywhere. But every time I'd pass by one, I had to make the sound. And so we're passed by sheep. Bah, bah.
Moo.
They're like, those are just the worst animal impressions ever. Do you want to hear my bird impression?
I do.
Caw-caw. Caw-caw.
What kind of bird is that?
I don't know. Generic. It's not a prize winning bird like those llamas. I can tell you that much. It's a dodo bird, maybe.
Oh.
I did buy an ugly Christmas sweater and it makes the sheep sound.
The sweater?
Says, yeah. Bah, humbug. I had to buy it because I was with my in-laws and they were like, that is so you. It's too big. Like, I want to say it's even a 1X, but it was the only size that they had. So I was like, I don't care. I'm wearing this anyway.
Is it funny because it's made of wool?
Because it has a big sheep on it and you press it and my sweater makes a noise and it says, bah, humbug.
Oh, I thought it was like written, bah, humbug, in wool.
No, it's a sheep.
Okay.
The sheep says, bah, humbug.
I like it. I really like it.
Moving on. So I have a ridiculous wedding story. Because we got married in Ireland, we had to officially get married at the house. And I wish we would have done it the other way, because we almost like took the house wedding very serious. And then by the time we celebrate the big wedding, because we went out of the country, I wore a wedding dress. I mean, people were there. So that's the one that we celebrate.
You spent money on it.
Yeah. So that's the one that we celebrate. But we actually exchanged our vows for the first time before we went. So that's whenever we're like nervous looking at each other. Then whenever we do the official ceremony with my dad, I'm like cracking jokes and stuff because, you know, pressure's off.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, we got married at the house. I had seen on social media that a mutual friend got officiated. So I'm like, hey, we need to officially get married before we go to Ireland. Could you do it? She's like, of course. So she comes over with my best friends, Jason and Vanessa, and she had gone over to their house earlier. She was nervous. So they started drinking to calm her nerves. So the officiator comes to my house and she showed up wasted. Oh, and I had to lie to Jeremy. Now, we were getting ready and drinking champagne, but that was it. We were completely this was serious.
Right.
And my friends who came to the house didn't get to go to Ireland. So this was the only ceremony that they were going to get to see. They were the only ones who came to the house. So, I mean, it was a really small, private, serious affair. And she was snot slinging drunk. And I had to lie to Jeremy because Jeremy was like, she's drunk, isn't she? And I was like, no, babe, she's not drunk. I mean, she's had like a beer or two, but she's not drunk. She was drunk. So afterwards, I was mad at my friend Jason because he was so drunk.
Yeah.
I was mad at Erica. I didn't mean to say her name, but I was mad at her because she was drunk. The only one who was sober was Vanessa. And she's like, dude, I'm so sorry. And I'm just like, I can't believe that they did this. Well, next time I see Erica, she's coming up to a pool party at Jason and Vanessa's house in an ankle monitor because that girl then got busted drinking and driving, I guess. And I was so glad that Jeremy wasn't there because I'm just like, oh my gosh, this is the girl that I defended.
Whoa.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm so grateful that she did marry us and she like wrote out the vows and I kept those and it was nice. It was weird whenever we went to go turn in our license. We're like, well, what do we have to do to prove that this person's officiated? And the person at the court was like, well, nothing, because church and state are separate. So basically anybody could have signed our marriage license because they can't say that this person's officiated or not. And I mean, she had the license or what, but you just get that for free online.
You can. Yeah.
Stupid.
Being drunk.
At
it's
my
a great
nuptials.
Story. I mean, it's an okay story. I mean, it's a good story for you to tell, but it's not a good thing that it happened.
I guess I might have gotten drunk afterwards because the next day I told Jeremy, I'm like, oh, you didn't even carry me into the house. You didn't carry me over the threshold. He's like, yes, I did. And I was like, oh, thank you. Thank you for remembering that. Thank you for reminding me after I asked you.
I have a ridiculous.
Woohoo, let's hear it.
So, this is more of a, my husband Josh thinks I'm ridiculous, and I think I'm totally okay, but I have to share because it was a big argument between the two of us for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm driving down the street, and there's a little bit of traffic on the right side, and a taxi comes and hits me. I don't hit the taxi. It T-bones my vehicle, and Josh thought it was so crazy that I didn't notice the big, bright yellow vehicle coming towards me where I couldn't have stopped and avoided the accident. It's not ridiculous. He gave me such a hard time about getting hit by a taxi because of the big, bright yellow. It should have been noticed.
I don't pay attention to anything.
Yeah.
So I can't blame you at all.
Yeah.
I pulled out the other day and this car was beside me and I'm like, where the hell did you come from? Like, I was supposed to be checking the right of way before I turned.
Another ridiculous. You want to hear it?
Yes.
So good. I couldn't remember. I wrote it down.
Still waiting.
Yeah. It's not that good. I'm not that ridiculous. I think I'm completely normal. I think it's normal that I freak out on everybody. I mean, I've waited on people. I've done customer service. I know that you're supposed to be nice to people, but I also know that I am the one, I'm the servant. I'm always waiting on my family. And when I'm out, I want to be served on. Is that the right word?
You want to be serviced?
I want to be serviced. Yes. So it's okay if I freak out every once in a while. I'm totally normal.
Is this public meltdowns? Are you a public meltdown central?
I'm really not. I pout.
Do the servers try to suck up to you? Like, ma'am, is there anything I can do to make this better?
When I waited tables, I didn't suck up to anybody. Mm-mm. I was a terrible waitress.
That was probably the only thing that I did really well. I was a great waitress. And I could carry so many beers in my hand. It was great. One hand. I can carry three in one hand, one in the other. Or I could carry a tray and carry multiples in the other one.
Mm-mm. I could dump some hot food down your back really well.
I have a really, really ridiculous story about you. This is my favorite story. So, this was your second Christmas party. Amy, do you know what I'm about to say?
I do.
Okay. So, after our Christmas party in 2014, we come back to work on Monday, and everybody's always like, oh gosh, was I okay? What are they going to say? I mean, I got so drunk at the first Christmas party. We were at Hotel Zaza. We're leaving Zaza and going to Big Al's bar. And I cornered our old engineer, Rob. And I was like, Rob, I'm so drunk right now. Can you tell? And he's like, I couldn't before, but yeah, I can tell now. I lost my purse, like had to go back to Zaza and get my purse. I was in the bathroom for a while, so Jeremy sent somebody in there to check on me to make sure I was okay. And right as she comes to check on me, I walk out, but I had toilet paper stuck to both of my shoes. So I'm walking out with like all this toilet paper trailing behind me. So coming back to work on Monday after a Christmas party is always nerve-wracking.
Yes.
Well, we come back that Monday and they're like, man, you know what? We had a pretty tame Christmas party. I'm like, ooh, I got some intel.
I don't know what party y'all went to, because the party I went to was so much fun as far as I remember. We had a great time, drank too much. I agree with Kelly. It was totally George's fault. He said we didn't run up the tab.
Right.
So then I felt obligated to go to the bar and order a bunch of shots. And I'm not a good drinker, but I try all the time. So I only vaguely remember being at Big Al's bar. Mm-hmm. But I got scooped that I was okay. But one of our coworkers, who will remain unnamed, had a really crazy time. Almost got kicked out of the bar for getting sick and falling asleep.
Male or female?
Somebody works here?
I'm not going to say. So this unnamed coworker,
male,
on the way home,
it's got to be a dude.
Yeah.
Was starting to get sick. So they got the gift bag and emptied out the gift bag, the white elephant gift bag, and threw up in it.
Uh-huh.
But the check was in there and then threw it out the window. So this person is going to have to walk ashamed to the HR office today to get a new check reissued.
Oh, somebody needs to go plant themselves at the HR office so we can find out who this
awesome.
Is.
Amy, do you have anything to say?
Yes. It was me. And I have to say, I'm not a good drinker either. The first Christmas party I went to, I'd only been working here a couple of months, and my husband embarrassed me so bad. And
he was so much fun.
I was so nervous. And I'm a reserved person anyways. If you don't know me, then I'm just going to like stand back and just watch, because I don't want to make a fool of myself. Anyways, my husband is great at that. So he did that the first Christmas party.
I'm still laughing because this is the first time that I met Josh, and I'm talking to him, and he was making fun of the way somebody was dancing. Somebody was like talking to somebody else, but they're just grooving, like not dancing, just kind of, you know, bumping to the music just a little bit. And Josh was like, man, I'm really digging his dance. And I said, yeah, you should go dance with him. So Josh runs up behind him and starts bumping and grinding, but nobody even noticed. And so I'm the only one who's seeing Josh dancing like a fool all over somebody else. And he licked another one of our coworkers' husband's face.
Which yeah.
Or face. He only has one face. But yeah, that was really funny too.
I don't know why he is a good time. He really is. But he's embarrassing. I don't know you people that well enough to act like a fool. And it's not nice to call someone a fool, but he was not acting like an intelligent person, that's for sure. Anyway, so I took it upon myself the second Christmas party to act like an idiot and vomit on my bonus check and throw it out the window.
And you like confide this in me.
Why? Why?
And then I know. And this was Amy's really shy and still will not get on the radio. So I told our producer, I was like, hey, I know something that happened, but I can't say who it is. He's like, go. So I'm like, oh, let me tell you, let me tell you. And of course, by the end of the show, they had all figured out that it was you.
Yeah. But it's that, okay.
That's so funny. We had white elephant gifts with a bonus check inside. You had the forethought to take the gift out of the bag and then throw up in the bag and throw the bag out. And then it's like, oh, crap, my bonus check was in there.
Oh, bad night. But a funny story.
I love it.
I'm really glad that you tattled on me.
Oh, I tattled on you hard.
You did. But it was funny.
I will tattle for a good time.
Yeah.
I'm not like going to tell something that's awful or, you know, if I'm really sworn to secrecy, then I won't. I'll throw you under the bus for a laugh, though, for sure. I have no problem doing that at all. I still laugh at that story. But it's funny.
It is. I think it's great.
Okay. I didn't embarrass you?
No.
Did I embarrass you then?
No.
Because you had to go to HR and ask for a new check.
Yeah.
But you were well established by then.
Yeah.
And you had been puking at work for, you know, over a year then.
Good old year. Solid year. Yeah. Oh. But I'm not only vomiting because I'm a drunk, because I'm not. I have a really sensitive stomach. So...
Which gets really more sensitive whenever she drinks too much.
Yeah, but. I just vomit a lot.
Okay. I have to tell you. Okay, I have to tell the people listening to the podcast about my ridiculous joke. Because I told you, and I've told most people I've come in contact with, because this is the great joke.
The really offensive one?
No, not my one joke that I tell everybody. We're skipping that one. No, it's because I had the most ridiculous / best joke ever, and it fell flat, and I was so mad. So I got these stupid tattoos. I've mentioned it before, and I also have my mole hole in my back now, which is right next to my tramp stamp, which I regrettably got at 18. So... while my mole was like in the process of healing, I kept taking pictures of my back. And then I noticed like, oh my gosh, it's been a while since I've looked back there. And that tattoo has gotten even worse since the last time I looked at it. Like the tattoo itself is not ugly, but holy crap, brown skin. I get so dark during the summer and it is faded. It looks like a highlighter on my back now. Like it is just crappy.
It's not that bad. You're your own worst critic. It really is not bad. It's fine. I know you don't like it.
If I had to look at it, I would be disgusted with myself. So I have this conundrum. I like tattoos on other people. I don't like tattoos on myself just because I have not made good choices. So what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to cover it up with something? There's nothing that I'm truly passionate about that I want to wear on me. That's why I have a stupid freaking fairy sitting on mushroom because I love those. I don't even know. I have no passion for fairies, none whatsoever. I'm cool. I was so cool at the time. Anyway, so I'm telling my husband, I said, well, after looking at all these photos of my mole hole and my ugly faded highlighter tramp stamp, I think I want to get a tattoo. And he's like, well, why would you do that? You don't want another tattoo. What would you get anyway? And I was like, well, thinking about it, I think maybe I'll get Ariel from The Little Mermaid. I love her. I love her. I really do.
I know.
Big movie. Bonnie and I know every word. We performed at a church in Mermaid Tales.
Hi.
In a little top because my grandparents let us because we were cute. And it was an old people church. So like little kids wanted to do whatever. They'd let us. We had a tarp. We had a boombox. And we sang to the soundtrack of The Little Mermaid for the whole church. We could not even sing.
What kind of church is
it? It was a Methodist. I love them. They accept everybody. You should try a Methodist church sometime. It's great. Anyway, so I love The Little Mermaid. And so I told my husband, I was like, I think I should get Ariel on my back. And then it's beneficial to both of us because I love her. You can look at her. I guess is the only way I know how to say that. And then, babe, you could also be
a part of her world. And I started dying, crying, laughing, and he did not get it because he's never seen the movie. And I'm just like, that is the best joke that I pulled out of nowhere. Part of your world. That had sex, that had Ariel, that had Disney, it had all of it. It was great. He did not get it. Fell flat. I wasted a good joke on him, Amy.
Shame on him.
But I've made it up by telling absolutely everybody I know. Sorry, Mom.
You know what? I give that an A for effort.
You don't think it's funny?
It's good.
I had to get into a bigger explanation here, but whenever I said it, it was more smooth. Do you want me to go over it again? Maybe I missed something.
Please don't.
Because then you can be a part of her world, too. All right, I'm out. I've got nothing. I'm defeated by Amy.
It's a good joke.
Yeah,
I
bet you everybody loved it.
I love my jokes. I think I'm the best joke teller ever.
Give me a good joke.
This isn't mine.
Come here.
I don't know if I can say it. Do you know the difference between a chickpea and a garbanzo bean?
A chickpea and a garbanzo bean. No, what?
I've never had a garbanzo bean on my face.
I thought you were going to go mom joke on it. I didn't know you were going to go triple X.
I'm really sorry. I'm going to take that out, right?
No, gosh, no. Why would I do that? Thank you for listening to Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips with me, Lacey G, and my dirty bestie,
Amy Nichols. And be sure to subscribe to iTunes and Google Play.
And while you're there, you can give us a rating. You can leave a nice comment and keep your hips loose
and lips hip.
Thanks for listening.
Moo. A still baby.